We've got a wet and windy start to this Halloween. Good morning. This is Jim O'Hara on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04. Iowa's top election official says public pressure led him to flag more than 2,000 registered voters as potential non-citizens shortly before Election Day.
Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate referred about 150 people to law enforcement last week for allegedly voting or registering as non-citizens, and he's requiring 2,000 other voters to cast a provisional ballot if they don't prove their citizenship before voting. Pate says he recently found out about a Department of Transportation list he could use to check citizenship, and he feels the public expects him to look into whether non-citizens are voting.
Because we've had so much pressure put on the elections process across the country about not only non-citizens, but about anything that's not got full transparency in an election. And this is the closest we could come to providing that transparency at this time.
Pate says the DOT list isn't fully accurate, and most of the 2,000 voters are likely citizens. He says he expects those citizens will be able to vote. Pate says the federal government won't give him access to a better system for verifying citizenship. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather, mostly cloudy, breezy, and falling temperatures today. It'll only be about 49 degrees by 4 this afternoon. Overnight, gradual clearing, windy, and a low of 34. For Friday, sunny, high near 55. On Saturday, sunshine and 61. For Sunday, 90% chance of showers and a high of 63. Coming up on Think. From the psycho shower scene to Poltergeist and Chucky, America has a fascination with horror. How horror reflects the worries of a collective culture. Today at noon on Think here on WVIK Quad Cities NPR.